Greetings, welcome to today's broadcast of this Gospel of the Kingdom. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Please allow me to introduce myself and to share with you my testimony about how this radio broadcast came to be. This Gospel of the Kingdom broadcast has been on the radio and the internet since 2008. In 2008, I prayed that if Jesus wanted me to go on the radio to deliver His word, His revelations and messages, to make a way. I did not look for any radio station. I did not look online or in a newspaper, yellow pages, or anywhere. I only simply prayed. And then I received the invitation from a radio broadcasting company that had radio stations across America. Again, they asked me. I did not contact them first. I did not look for any radio station. I only prayed, and then they contacted me and invited me on the air in 2008. I had already been doing this Gospel of the Kingdom broadcast online, but had never broadcast on the radio before. They had found the online ministry website and broadcast and invited me to go on the radio. So I accepted, and I went on the radio in Asheville, North Carolina, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Greenville, South Carolina, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Omaha, Nebraska, and two cities in Pennsylvania. Some of those stations were also able to reach into other nearby states. I was on the air for several months. Then I was no longer able to do the radio broadcast, but I continued to do the internet broadcast. Then eventually one year, I prayed again that if Jesus wanted me to go back on the radio to make a way. And Jesus had been showing me that He was calling me to be a prophet to Detroit. Not only was I, well, not that I was to go there in person, or at least not yet, but that I was to speak to Detroit. And I was to warn them and point them to repentance and to Christ Jesus. So eventually I prayed that if Jesus wanted me to go on the radio in Detroit to make a way. Again, I did not look for any radio station, online, newspaper, yellow pages, or in any way make an attempt to contact any radio station. I only prayed that God would make a way. Then I received the invitation from a radio broadcasting company to go on the air in Detroit, of all places, the exact place that I had been praying for. They contacted me, asked me to come on the air, and I accepted and went on the air in Detroit for over a year on the Detroit radio station, 1440 AM. During that time, I also received an invitation from a radio broadcasting company in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I accepted. And they told me that they sent their broadcasts, including this Gospel of the Kingdom, not only on the air in North Carolina, but also on satellite radio in many nations, including in the continents of Africa, Europe, Asia, and even in the Middle East. And I did that for several months in addition to Detroit. But eventually, I discontinued all of those radio broadcasts, including Detroit, but continued the internet programming. Then eventually I prayed again that if God wanted me to go back on the radio to open the door, but that this time, please give me 1 hour for free. All the previous broadcasts had only been 15 minutes and were very expensive. Again, I did not look for any radio station. I only said a prayer. Then Jesus led me to a man that owned a radio station, and he offered me to go on the radio for 1 hour every week for free. And so I accepted, and I was on for several months. In fact, eventually the broadcast expanded to 2 hours every week for free. Then the radio station eventually went out of business. Then, more recently this year, in 2015, I received a invitation to go back on the radio in Detroit. And I received also an invitation to go on the radio in Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, I could not refuse, considering the urgency of the hour and time that we live in now, and considering the recent gay ruling of the stupid court in Washington, D.C. There have been unusual earthquakes recently in Michigan, which is very rare for the region, and they may soon even open up a satanic temple in Detroit, complete with a statue of the devil. And even more recently, Obama made a demonic deal with Iran. With all the end-time events that we are now witnessing, it is urgent that I deliver the warnings and messages of God to the cities of Detroit and Cincinnati, as well as to the states of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and all of the world throughout America and other nations. We are living in the end times, and it is time for the truth to be spoken. We have enough of these Babylonian moneymaker preachers on radio and TV. It is time now for the real servants of God to stand up and to proclaim the unfiltered, uncompromised word of God. It is time to make a stand. On this broadcast every week, I will be sharing with you my testimonies of miracles that I have experienced in my life, as well as prophecy and revelations that Jesus has given me through the Holy Spirit. We will also examine the reasons why you believe the way that you do. It is time that we mature and grow up and away from many of the traditional man-taught doctrines of Babylon and ancient Assyria. It is time to dig deep into God's word and learn the truth and be delivered from man's counterfeit denominations. I am going to be teaching some things over the next few weeks and months that you may not have ever heard before. Some of the things that I say may seem strange at first. I understand. But I simply ask that you examine all the evidence that I present in prayer and in fasting. I must deliver a strong word. I must deliver God's unfiltered, uncompromised word of God, not a watered-down gospel. We have enough Joel Osteens. Now is time for the truth, an unfiltered, unwatered down truth to be spoken. And this message must include warning of judgment and of the coming great tribulation. This broadcast must not be polluted and defiled by man's traditional Babylonian doctrines. We must be provoked to deep study of God's word and into sincere and passionate fasting and crying out to the Almighty for the real truth. I encourage you to please take the time to listen to my little 15-minute broadcast here on this radio station every week at the same time and same station. I encourage you to please have paper and pencil ready to take notes so that you can jot down the scriptures and revelations that I share. Then after the broadcast, you can review your notes in fasting and prayer. You can also go visit the ministry website and even listen to the broadcast again, over and over if necessary, at any time, at your convenience, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This broadcast will be linked onto the ministry website, to where you can listen to the broadcast again in case you didn't quite catch what I said. I also encourage you to please examine the articles that I have on the ministry website. I only have about actually less than 15 minutes with you every week on the radio. But on the website, I can give you many more scriptures and detailed explanations to help you in your Bible study. I encourage you that if you have the internet, or if you can go to the library or use a friend's or family relative's computer, to please check out the website if you can, because that would give you more scriptures. These articles on the ministry website point you to the scriptures. I don't want you to trust what I say or to believe everything that I say without question, without examination. I encourage you to examine it, to take your time, to compare it to the scriptures, and to fast and to pray. You can study all you want, day and night, and still not come to the knowledge of the truth unless you have the Holy Spirit and seek in sincere fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer and the Holy Spirit makes all the difference in the world. Many people do research, reading, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It is time that we grow up and come out of the traditional doctrines that we've been taught from childhood. Pray to God, examine things with the scriptures, and study deep and get deep in God's word in a really good Bible study. And it is my goal to point you to the scriptures. So I ask you to examine the scriptures. I ask you to fast. I ask you to pray. I ask you to seek Jesus Christ. Seek and you shall find. Amen. And I also have on the website where you can contact me to ask me questions and so forth in your studies, as well as to for prayer requests. And I would love to pray for you and for your family. You can send your prayer requests on the ministry website as well. And if there's anything on the ministry website that you would like to print out, you're welcome to do so. And you can even make copies of this radio broadcast to listen to again on your personal CD player. I don't mind, because there is no copyright on the Word of God. None of this belongs to me. It all belongs to God. And you're welcome to print out anything from the website. And if you don't have a printer, contact me, and I would be glad to print it out for you. Any of the articles on the website, I can print them out for you and send them to you in the mail for free. I do not sell anything on this broadcast. Freely I have been given, and freely I give to you. I encourage you to join in with me next week in Detroit, Sunday at 11:30 in the morning, and Cincinnati on Wednesdays at 11:30 in the morning. And until next time, may God bless you in amazing ways. Amen. Jesus' name.